Good morning, and welcome to Nokia's third quarter 2013 results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Mr. Miroslav Gadliefski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. John Eastick, Chief Financial Officer. Following management's formal comments, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Gadliefski, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and again, welcome to Nokia SE third quarter and year-to-date 2013 financial results. As always, we'll be referring to a presentation posted on our website today, early morning, and I hope you could access it by now. So, let's jump into it right away, and let's take a look at starting with highlights as listed in the next two pages of the presentation, page two and page three of the mentioned presentation. Revenue continues to decline for us, and it reached 457 million for the third quarter of 2013, which represents a drop of 4% on quarterly basis. But it's important to note that 43% of that drop attributes to MTR reductions. At the same time, profitability is resilient to that revenue decline, so adjusted EBITDA came at 144 million for the whole quarter, which is 3% up on sequential quarterly basis. We were at 275 million adjusted operating free cash flow positive for the 9 months of 2013, which is a solid 9% increase on a year-on-year basis, and 85 million in just the third quarter, which is lower than prior one, as investment picks up in that third quarter, which is quite natural seasonal change. Net debt for us was 317 million at the end of the third quarter. Today, as we'll explain throughout the presentation, we are also making minor adjustments to our 2013 guidance after what I consider a very strong third quarter results. So RGUs are revised upward to 2,540,000, and revenue at the same time revised downward to 1,875,000,000 zlotys. Adjusted EBITDA is maintained at 550 million zlotys and also maintained free cash flow guidance at 325 million zlotys for the full year. At the same time, we are taking up adjusted EBIT and it's revised to 110 million zlotys. You should also note that fact by now that in third quarter we had a reduction of a registered share capital as a result of the buyback and the court decision. So we are now having 347,900,000 shares registered for the calculations and to be used in your models. Flipping to page three, some operational highlights. Our sequential RGU losses are showing a very positive trend, and as a matter of fact, in the third quarter, that losses were reduced by almost 30% compared to the previous quarter, and we only lost 32,000 RGUs. And we will talk about more details on the next pages. Business segment remains solid, while, as you will see, residential segment keeps adding TV services and continues to reduce churn rates and accelerates on-net broadband sales. So a lot of positive trends are happening. Still not to forget, as it has an important impact on our profitability, our integration project of Dialog and Crowley is still progressing as planned. We will not be digging into the details throughout the presentation, so let me just refer to some of the highlights on that. Our cumulative synergies over the last 7 quarters amounted to 183 million at the adjusted EBITDA level and 40 million from capital investments through the third quarter of this year. An important element of those synergies is ability to keep headcount under good control. So you would appreciate to see that the end of September headcount amounted to 1,930 heads compared to about 3,000 when we were entering the process and put pro forma combination of the three companies. Today we'll talk more about details of it, but an important event happened throughout the third quarter. We introduced a new communication platform and a new brand claim, Giga Freedom, or Giga Volnosh, moving from freedom of choice as a previous claim. And right after that, we've introduced a new innovative TV services, which are right on that claim, allowing customers to really tailor freely personal TV selection. I'll refer to it later through the presentation. Also today, for the first time, we'll be reporting a new market segment as we reorganized Salesforce as of July this year to create two strong focused, market-focused business units of business clients and residential clients with residential, small office, home office, business and carriers sub-segments still being measured by us and falling into those two major market segments of residential and business clients. So let's move right into those two big segments on page four. And the general message is that we are improving margins on both of those segments despite revenue decline. In business segment, revenue was 179 million for the third quarter of this year, down 7% on Q2, and a majority of that decline, 70%, relates to MPR cuts. At the same time, number of RGUs went up both on quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year basis, and it's reached 470,000 of RGUs. Adjusted EBITDA for, margin for that segment was one of the strongest in the history and reached more than 54%. Margins are also greatly supported by Dialog and Crowler integration and lower wholesale revenues and lower MTRs. So that revenue decline came from the lowest margin products. In residential segment, revenue was 270 million in the quarter, down by 3% compared to the second quarter, and down by 12% on year-on-year basis. And it's driven by falling voice and broadband RGUs by 2% sequentially and 11% on year-on-year. But at the same time, it's being offset with a substantial growth in TV. We almost doubled the base from last year with further improvements on that front planned. And again, we'll talk more about the product later on. Adjusted EBITDA margin was more than 28% for the quarter, with high margin being driven by lower SAC, better churn results, and lower advertising spending. ARPU, as you will see also details, was stable in most product lines and consistent with our strategy to focus on high-end customers rather than repricing its services of the off-net clients. So you will see on page five also sub-segments of the B2B and B2C, but I will not dive deeper into it right now. So I suggest we go into the service perspective and let's start with broadband on page six. So on broadband, what you see is a steady on-net improvement with stable ARPU. And on copper, Ethernet combined, fiber, which are all our on-net assets, net additions turned positive already in the second quarter, and it accelerated, that positive trend accelerated in the third quarter of this year. So we already have 47% of customers serviced directly via Netia's own network. If you look at voice, we see better retention, and it feeds through to lower wholesale line rental churn in the third quarter. Here we have 42% of customer service directly on our own network, which is also up compared to the last year's performance. Blended voice ARPU is relatively stable with 43 zlotys in the third quarter. And when you decompose it, you see that the wholesale line rental is stable for the past 7 quarters. And again, it's our strategy of focusing on high-value customers rather than repricing what is already a low-margin service, while on-net ARPU is down, but it's driven by overall positive trend of bundling with internet and TV services, and more aggressive, obviously, defense versus competitive offers, as here we can appreciate, we can have higher margins in general. TV sales, which is growing very quickly, on page 8 you have details, reached 111,000 and maintains its positive momentum of adding 10,000 plus new subscribers every quarter. So we've been actually the fastest growing TV, pay TV provider over the past 3 quarters in the Polish market. And that progress in net additions really reflects sales of a smooth streaming-based TV, which is available over a wider footprint than the original IPTV offering, which at the same time had higher programming available. But an important change with what I will show on the next page is that now with smooth streaming we have the same competitive programming, which in combination with this wider footprint should get us even better results, or at least allow to keep the momentum of sales. But in the past quarters, that increase of share of the smooth streaming, which had before narrower and cheaper offering or cheaper set of channels, led into lower ARPU. As I said, that should result in the next quarters. But you can see details of that on the next page. And very briefly, we've just introduced, as a matter of fact, on Monday, a new TV offer. In one sentence summary, you have an a la carte choice. And that's the way we revolutionize the offering of TV services. We believe it's simple to our client, and we already have a positive feedback confirming that. Basically, you for the first month get all of the channels which are listed here in that page, and you can enjoy using and watching them for as low as 35 zlotys. And in the next months to come, you have a choice of all of the channels, and if you can see some of the packages are as low as 5 zlotys or 10 zlotys a package, which you can tailor to your needs. And the more you buy, the higher discount you also get, so you get the benefit of pricing up. After the fourth quarter, I think we will be happily reporting to you on progress of this new offering. But we are very positive and very forward-looking about what you can do to us. Let's move to page 10. On wireless, we continue strategy of Wi-Fi development, developing it for residential clients, where Netia is a strategic partner for phone in Poland. Now we have 233,000 Netia spots with phone hotspots functionality countrywide, and then more than 8 million phone hotspots worldwide. And for the business clients, like we are listing here just one example of Poznań City Center, which we helped to open in October, where there are 60,000 square meters of commercial area is covered by Netia Wi-Fi hotspots with fast internet access, obviously, but also combined with the integrated marketing communication platform. And we are also moving with this functionality of network handover between access points in shopping centers. So we are developing it both for residential and business client benefits. Moving to page 11, this page is being repeated every quarter, and as it is an important part of our TV strategy. And so NGA upgrade, and so we can happily report that there is further progress with 68,000 homes passed rollout in the third quarter of this year. So as at the end of the quarter, Netia covered in total 1,240,000 households with NGA network, and further 181,000 TV-ready homes passed. Which is also made possible with the ADSL 2+ technology. Netia also has advanced plans to expand its NGA coverage, and once fully or progressed on completion, we expect to cover approximately 1,715,000 AGA homes passed, which will allow for the triple play services. And an important part of that NGA upgrade was an acquisition of part of ex-ASTA network completed on May this year, which again expands this capability of NGA significantly. And I'm happy to report that by now product design, high-level design of technical solutions, supplier selection is all completed, and we are also smoothly moving with the operational handover from UPC to Netia, with now 40% of that handover being completed. So hopefully that gives you a good snapshot of our operational changes and accomplishments, and let's now turn into a detailed review of financial figures for the past quarter, and for that I will pass to Jonathan Eastick, our CFO.
Thank you very much, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for joining us on our third quarter conference call. It's my pleasure to take you through what I think is a very pleasing set of third quarter and nine-month results for the company. Amongst other things, we have a record adjusted EBITDA margin for the third quarter at 31.5%, and we also have a nine-month record for free cash flow generation at 275 million zloty. But starting my comments, my detailed comments from slide number 12 and the nine-month results, we had revenues for 9 months at 1,425 million zloty, which is about 175 million zloty down on the prior year, or 11% down on the prior 9 month period. However, you can see also that the gross profit dropped by only 8 million zloty, and the margin increased from 30% to over 33% over that same period of time. And that really underlines the resilience of our business model despite the ongoing pressure on our top line. So let me just walk you through the key reasons for that resilience. First of all, it's important to remember that of the revenue decline, we estimate about 33% of it year to date, or 3.6 percentage points of the 11% decline, is related directly to the MTR reductions, the mobile termination rate reductions that have been sweeping through the whole market as a result of the regulatory decisions over the last few quarters. A year ago, the rates were at 16 groshi. As of 1st of July this year, they fell again from 8 groshi to 4 groshi per minute, and that's having about almost a 60 million zloty impact on our revenues, mostly concentrated in low-margin services in the carrier segment. Another reason why, the rest of the revenue decrease that we see is almost completely explained by RGU reduction. Year to date, compared to last year, we're down 6% in terms of number of RGUs at 2,560,000 RGUs. And as Mirek already mentioned, it's extremely pleasing to see that the rate of drop is decreasing significantly. We lost only 32,000 RGUs in the third quarter compared to well over 40,000 in the previous three quarters. So there's a significant improvement sequentially. Another important factor in terms of the margin is the mix effect as we move gradually to a business more concentrated on our own network, and as we allow the off-net business conducted over the TPSA network to run down. To see that, we are currently at 47% of broadband customers being served over our own network, which is up 2 percentage points on a year ago. And the voice business is at 42% on-net versus off-net, which is up 3 percentage points on a year ago. Now, the margins are so much higher on-net than off-net that this translates into a very nice mix effect on our direct margin. Obviously, another driver is integration savings. Year-to-date, we're now up to 107 million zloty. This time last year, from memory, I would recall that we were at about 50 million at this point last year. So those cost savings are feeding through into the EBITDA. But most of the projects are now completed, and so the impact going into next year will not be incrementally nearly as significant. Another factor is lower depreciation. Our depreciation charges are down around 9% year on year. So putting all that together, our gross margin is up from 30 to 33.2%, as I said. We only lost 8 million zloty of gross margin. And as a result, our adjusted EBITDA has come in at 427 million zloty, a 29.9% margin for the 9 months, and slightly down on the prior year comparative of 447 million zloty. Looking at the third quarter, the story is even more pleasing. It's an extremely strong quarter for us compared to the last few quarters behind that are behind us. Adjusted EBITDA was at 144.1 million zloty. That's a record margin of 31.5%, and it's up sequentially by about 3% on 140.5 million in the second quarter. Revenue, however, is down, as I mentioned, by 4.3% sequentially to 457.1 million zloty. Because of that basically halving of the MTR rates, we've calculated that 43% of the 20 million revenue lost during the quarter is actually directly related to MTRs, and the rest is coming off of the lower number of RGUs. We continue to perform very well in terms of cost control, which has also contributed to the sequential improvement. A major factor was that most of the RGU improvement has been contributed by falling churn, which obviously is a lot cheaper than acquiring new customers through accelerated gross additions. So we continue to save on acquisition costs, and that is feeding through, in the short run at least, to better EBITDA results. Moving on to slide 13, just some quick comments about the revenue picture. Here you have the breakdown of revenue by type of service. TV is now running at about 12 million zloty a quarter. It's accelerating quickly, and that revenue is actually in a part of the 27 million of other telecom revenue that you see on the bottom right hand of the four charts. You can also see in the other revenue segment that 10 million of the sequential drop in revenue is coming across interconnect and wholesale, and that's what I was mentioning around the impact of the MTR fall on the carrier activity in the transit market, which are typically very low margin services. If we move on to slide 14, here we have an EBITDA bridge which shows you how we've moved from the 447 million of EBITDA after 9 months last year to the reported 427 million of adjusted EBITDA after the 9 months, and it compares back to our original guidance for the year, which was set at 525 million zloty for the full 2013. So the first thing to note is that we're already 81% of the way to fulfilling the target, you can see from the bridge that we're doing somewhat worse in the B2C segment in terms of both in terms of volume, but better in terms of ARPU than we'd originally planned. But if you tot up the three columns, including the service cost savings, we've lost about 65 million zloty of direct margin in the B2C segment this year. And that's mostly because of our conscious decision to allow the off-net RGUs to run down while we protect the value of the customers and try and keep the ARPUs stable. Business is much more resilient. There you can see the B2B segment has a total contribution loss of only 10 million zloty year to date across the next three columns. That's comprising an increase in the number of RGUs, which we continue to see quarter over quarter as the business grows. A lot of pricing pressure, although some of it's, at least half of it, is related to MTRs in the ARPU changes, and savings on MTRs primarily in the service cost reduction. So most of the direct margin loss is concentrated in the B2C area. On the cost side of things, as usual for Netia, we're doing extremely well. Variable costs, 29 million lower than a year ago. We're already well ahead of the full year target of a 19 million saving. And other fixed costs, 17 million versus a 7 million target. So also well ahead. Not such good news, however, though, is that the acquisition cost saving versus last year of 9 million is not what we planned for. What we were hoping for was faster gross additions, particularly on net, in TV and broadband. We're seeing that starting to come through, but it's not come through as fast as we'd originally planned. So we would be looking at these costs to accelerate behind, for example, the new TV offer. We do see improving broadband net additions on network. We're now positive for Q3, and we were positive in Q2, so there is an upward trend on broadband, because these two services very much sell together. In order to compete with the cable operators, you need to have a viable double and triple play offer of broadband TV, and for many customers also telephony. And now with our new TV offering, we think we really have a very compelling proposition for the customers. So, as I said, direct margin going down a little bit faster than we would hope on B2C. That's something that we have to turn around going into next year. Trends in all other areas looking very good. Moving on to slide 15, looking at net profit and performance below adjusted EBITDA. 9% lower depreciation, as I mentioned earlier. Lower integration costs than last year, obviously, as most of the integration initiatives around Dialog and Crowley are already finished. Financing costs down 31% due to lower debt, lower interest rates than a year ago. All contribute to the profit before tax being up from a 10 million, almost 11 million profit last year, to 63.4 million zloty for the 9 months of 2013. Net profit goes up from 21.2 million this time last year to 35.8 million zloty. Just a quick comment on the tax charges. Cash taxes paid this year are 12 million zloty, almost all of it in Netia SA, versus the 27.6 million charge that you see from an accounting perspective in the P&L. That's mainly because of non-deductible depreciation items in Netia SA, which are basically permanent differences. And the gradual unwinding of our tax shield, which we treat as a deferred tax asset in Dialog. So although Dialog is very profitable, we don't pay any tax in the Dialog legal entity. There's been some further progress during the quarter on our long-running tax claim against the Polish tax authorities relating to the corporate income tax that they levied for the year 2003. You'll recall that last quarter we were happy to tell you that the Supreme Court had finally acknowledged our arguments and sent the case back to review at the local administrative court, the Voivodeship Administrative Court in Warsaw. During the last 3 months, that voivodeship court has sat and issued a judgment in line with the Supreme Court judgment to annul the decision of the tax chamber, which is another level down, and back towards the original decision issued by the local tax office. So we're now waiting for the written arguments of the voivodeship administrative court, and basically the ball is in the court, the court of the tax authorities at this point in time. They could potentially make a claim back to the Supreme Court, although it's very hard to see what they would use as a base for that argumentation. But if they were to do that, it would certainly extend the length of time it will take for us to recover the money. Alternatively, the tax chamber may deal with the case and hopefully settle it in our favour. Just to remind you, there's 51 million of tax plus interest at stake. Right now, that interest means that the total amount of money is around is getting very close to 70 million zloty in our favour. One final comment on, at this moment in time. We had an excellent quarter in terms of cash generation and feeding through into a reduction in leverage. Leverage fell to 317 million zloty of net debt, from 399 million zloty 3 months ago, and from 458 million zloty at this time last year. Taking into account that we've also returned 180 million zloty to shareholders through buybacks and pseudo-dividends paid in the form of the buyback earlier this year, 180 million over the last 12 months period, that really shows the strength of the cash flow that we've been generating from the business in the recent past. As Mirek mentioned, the courts have just registered the reduction in the share capital, so we now have 348 million shares outstanding. Moving on to slide 16 and free cash flow and capital investment. Capital investment is down by 19% on a year ago, and if we leave out integration spending, which is accelerating a little bit behind the IT migrations that are underway at the moment, they're down, the spending is down 22% year on year. Going forward, we would expect CPE spending to grow going into next year as we push gross ads and we push television sales in particular, as the Netia players set-top boxes are relatively expensive. This year we had a kind of a one-off benefit that we started the year with quite a high level of stock. But generally speaking, we continue to benefit from a much more rational approach to CapEx spending now that we're managing the Dialog business than was the case when they were independent. That's all feeding through into the adjusted operating free cash flow. 275 million for the 9 month period is 9% higher than the prior year, and we're well on track to realize the 325 million zloty that we were forecasting. That was an upgraded forecast that we implemented 3 months ago. So final comments from my side relate to guidance on slide 17. Going into the fourth quarter, we see further improvement in our RGU statistics, TV and broadband doing well, losing less and less customers month to month on voice services. So we feel comfortable now with increasing the RGU guidance to 2,540,000 through to year end. That means versus Q3, a loss of 32,000. We're basically looking to lose no more than 20,000 RGUs in the fourth quarter. So things are moving very quickly now in the right direction. Because of the deflation in the carrier market around the MTR rates, we've taken the revenue guidance down another 25 million zloty to 1,875,000,000 for the year. But it's still very much the same situation, that the EBITDA resilience is still there, and we're continuing to forecast 550 million for the full year, a 29.3% EBITDA margin. Depreciation's coming in slightly lower than we were earlier expecting, so we've been able to put up the EBIT target to 110 from 100 million zloty. CapEx is on track at 225 million, so as I mentioned, adjusted operating free cash flow, we're seeing 325 million for the full year. We've also, at this point in time, put our medium-term guidance under review. I just want to make a couple of comments about that. We're very excited about how the TV is starting to build some momentum and also how we're now finally seeing growth in broadband on our own network as these two services combine together. We see, however, that we do need to invest faster if we're going to reach the point where we significantly slow down the loss of margin on the B2C business. And so for this reason, looking at probably higher CapEx and somewhat lower EBITDA next year than we're seeing in the current year, we decided to put this medium-term goals under review until we have a new agreed plan, and then we'll update it at the beginning of the first quarter along with fourth quarter results. So overall, as I said, we do need to step up that investment in the NGA services, in features for the TV service, and as I mentioned, we'll need to spend more on CPE as we sell more. So with those comments, I'll hand it over to Mirek just to wrap up our remarks.
Thank you, Jonathan. Just referring to last page 18, as you can see, NetGear produced a solid set of results for the 9 months of 2013 that really underlines the resilience of the business against strong competition and the price discounting, especially on the off-net area. RGU losses are cut sequentially from what it was 46,000 in the second quarter and 32,000 in the third quarter, and we should continue that trend going forward. There is a very visible progress on retention in fixed voice combined with a very good trend on TV customer uptake and strengthening fixed broadband results on our own network, which is more profitable. And last but not least, cash generative business segment balances even more the pressure of a residential, which we see on the residential segment. So just summarizing, today we updated also our guidance with respect to financial metrics, with revenue taken slightly down to 1,875,000,000 zlotys, and EBIT revised up to 210 million zlotys for the full 2013, with EBITDA and cash flow guidance maintained at previous levels. So EBITDA comes at 550 million zlotys for full 2013. With those comments and also trying to allow for questions time, I will turn to the operator to organize the question session. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question on this call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. And our first question is coming from the line of Tibor Boker from Wood & Co. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Congratulations on a strong quarter. My question goes into the future, and if you could elaborate a little bit more on your thinking in terms of increasing investment, based what you mentioned, it means that we should see higher OPEX and CAPEX in the future than what you have been thinking before. My question is mainly, to what extent do you see this change of strategies as a defensive move, i.e. to protect existing cash flows, and to what extent you see it as a potential way how to make more money, more revenues in the future?
Hi, Tibor. Yeah, thank you for that question. If you go back to this slide with the bridge on slide 14, I think this really shows the situation. What we're seeing is that the TV services are really starting to get traction, but we need to accelerate the rate that we're picking up new customers and the cross effect that has on reducing the amount of broadband customers that we're losing to cable operators by having a viable proposition to compete with those cable operators. So it's key that we actually end up spending more on SAC by getting more gross additions, and there'll be more CapEx around CPE as a result of that. That was the aspiration for this year. It's just not come through as quickly as we were hoping for. So basically it's the same investment concept will shift into next year a little bit more than was originally anticipated. At the same time, because we see the potential here, we want to also accelerate the longer term investment elements, which is expanding the NGA spending so that more of our network is upgraded faster, and therefore the addressable market for these services is bigger. Going back to the part of your question about revenue, I think you have to remember there are two things going on simultaneously. On the one hand, we are, in the current regulatory environment, running the off-net business for cash, and therefore, as that's a significant part of revenue, that is going to continue to decline. But on the other hand, we're very excited about the opportunity to transform effectively the on-net business, which, would like to remind you, is 2.9 million homes passed. The potential to turn that into a pseudo cable TV type operator on the B2C side, having a good triple play offering, where we have a realistic chance to increase our penetration rates from a relatively low level. And obviously that feeds straight through into free cash flow in the longer run. So revenues are going to continue to drop while the off-net business is contracting. But if we're adding penetration on network, then there's every reason why we can stabilize the margins.
If I could have a follow-up question in terms of where do you see more potential to grow next generation network, is it on the part of the territory that is already covered by the cable operators, or is it the part of the territory where there's less competition in terms of where do you want to invest?
We are, when referring to NGA, it's mostly, with some small exceptions, about upgrade of the network. So the overlap with cable operators exists in majority of those places as it did in the past. But the big difference is once we have it upgraded and the television services are increasing in its attractiveness, as we did work on it for the past 2 years, finally we have a competitive offer against cable operations. That should allow us to increase penetration. But the simple answer is, it's in majority we do have some kind of a cable operator, as we did in the past.
And just a quick one, what is doing competition? What are cable operators increasing their footprint, geographical footprint, and obviously TPSA, the major fixed line operator, they are running some pilot programs in terms of the fiber. Do you see them increasing their footprint?
Yeah, there is not much of the footprint increase investment going on, neither on TP nor cable side. Yes, the new blocks of flats which are being built are connected with NGA infrastructure, and it's done by cable operators, but it's also done in some instances by us. but that's small compared to the upgrades of the networks which are going on. And in that sense, our close to 150,000 soon to be over fiber to the home reach is actually the biggest in the country compared to some pilot programs from TP. And obviously, none of the cable would have a fiber to the home as such. So I would say it's all about utilizing better an existing infrastructure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from the line of Vera Sutija from Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I have a question regarding the coming year, next year, with the expectation of higher CapEx as well as lower EBITDA year over year. Would that impact the shareholder remuneration, which you said is going to be 0.42 and then gradually increasing? The second question would be just a bit on the fourth quarter, which typically you do impairment tests there. Should I expect any significant number of impairment that would jeopardize the potential of, you know, dividend payment legally paid, so i.e. making a whole loss in the full year, or this dividend is pretty much safe?
Yeah, thank you very much for that question. I neglected to mention dividend during my remarks. Yes, our intention is to continue with the 42 groshi dividend payout policy that we announced earlier in the year. As I mentioned, our net debt level is coming down so quickly. We'll probably be around 0.5 times at the end of this year. That even if we do accelerate spending and reduce free cash flow generation next year somewhat from this 325 million level we're seeing at the moment, there is really a huge amount of headroom to maintain the dividends. So we don't see any threat from a cash flow perspective to that dividend. That's why we just added a little bit of information that we could see over the medium term that the leverage may start to rise slowly, which I think is a good thing. We do accept that we're under-levered right now, and we could see it running up to one time over the next few years. In terms of the other aspect of the question, you're right that in order to pay a traditional dividend, we need to have a net profit in Netier SA. Year to date, most of the net profit is being generated in Dialogue, so Netier is at minus 20 million, more or less, after three quarters. We will pay a dividend from Dialogue later in the year, which will be sufficient to make sure there's a net profit. The impairment test is also obviously an annual event and has to be taken into consideration. It's our current expectation that we're going to be fine with that. As I said, the trends on TV and broadband are starting to come through, and so we're feeling pretty confident about the future. So right now, we're not seeing any threat to that dividend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, just another reminder, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question on this call. As there are no further questions, I'll turn the call over to Mr. Godlewski for his final comments.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all the questions and being with us for this past hour. And as always, looking forward to seeing you in one-on-one meetings in the weeks to come. Have a good day. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.